The AccuWeather forecast, cloudy today with occasional showers possible into the afternoon, high around 36. Somebody's wayward drone landed on the property of a Racine County resident, Bob Stevens, recently. He's been trying to find the owner ever since. Stevens lives near Five Mile Road in Randall Lane. He found the drone in his backyard during the Christmas holiday. His efforts to locate the owner in his immediate neighborhood proving unsuccessful, so he's got paper flyers out now on poles at some nearby locations asking the owner to get in contact with him. That drone, which may or may not have been a Christmas gift, was not damaged. Kenosha's Parks Commission this week signing off on a task order that will result in up to 3 conceptual plans for upgrading Kennedy Park Drive. Funding to mill and resurface that bumpy roadway for the Simmons Island Restroom Building north to 38th Street is part of the capital improvement budget for the city, but the construction will not expand beyond the current pavement. The Ayers Group was contracted to look at the layout of the road, the parking, the circulation, alternative traffic flow options. Alderman Kurt Wicklund concerned about safety, though. He hopes that will be addressed as well.
My concern is the city has never had any experience with Kennedy Park Drive being a smooth, fast straightaway with very little opportunity for speed management by the Kenosha Police Department. So we have to find, and it's through a park for all things, we have to be very conscious of safety issues. And so that's what I'm going to be hoping to see in this report. And I hope that they are allowed to use their imagination instead of just being restricted to one solution before we even study the problem.
The Ayers Group expected to begin working on the plans later this month, present them to the city by February 1st. Governor Scott Walker orders State Attorney General Brad Schimmel to review the president's latest order on gun control and to fight it if necessary. The governor saying the president is, quote, again disregarding constitutional principles with his order, which he maintains will affect the rights of millions of gun owners. In these times when law enforcement is coming under much closer scrutiny, some Chicago police officers have been learning the hard way. Those video cameras in their squad cars, they have to be in working order.
After dash cam videos of several police shootings were found not to have audio on them, new Superintendent John Escalante issued a warning that officers make sure the gear is working. In the month or so since that warning, 22 officers have been disciplined for having faulty dashboard cameras. Before the warning, 80% of the dash cams had no functioning audio. Afterward, the number of properly recorded videos with audio rose 75%. But Alderman Anthony Beal told the Sun-Times that dramatic improvement just proves that officers were purposely failing to use the cameras properly before. David Stewart, Chicago.
Wisconsin among the states in a class action lawsuit against the makers of Fitbit and claims that their wrist-based heart monitors, they're not keeping beat. The state alleging the Charge HR and the Surge models, which sell for between $150 and $200, do not accurately monitor your heart rate, and they could be off by as much as 75 beats per minute during workouts. Back on December the 28th, a winter storm, of course, hit southeast Wisconsin. It was a mixture of snow, freezing rain, sleet, and winds close to 50 miles an hour. The winds and all that causing significant damage to part of Kenosha's lakeshore. County Board Supervisor Dennis Elverman, who chairs the committee that oversees facilities, told his colleagues this week the pathway behind Kemper Center really took a beating.
Extensive damage. It came, if you know the parking lot there to the east, it came up far enough to do damage to the pedestrian path. So we are dealing with our insurance companies on that right now, and part of that pedestrian path is closed.
Elverman said it caused waves to erode the soft soil and buckle part of the path. That's why there's a stop sign now in place. Milwaukee Alderman Bob Donovan, now with the support of the Milwaukee Police Association in his bid to unseat Mayor Tom Barrett. Union President Mike Ravello said their endorsement of Donovan comes from the need to, quote, know we have a mayor with a vision for public safety. New dietary guidelines put out today by the federal government, and Michael Descano says there are very few changes, but the message is very familiar.
The guidelines from the Department of Health and Human Services and the Agriculture Department say some Americans may not have to cut back on eggs and salt as much as they once thought, and eating lean meat is still okay, but watch those sugary drinks. The latest guidelines back off the strictest sodium rules included in the last version, although Americans still consume too much salt. It reverses guidance on the dangers of dietary cholesterol and adds new advice on those sugars. Released every 5 years, the guidelines' new message is similar to that of previous years. Eat your fruits and vegetables, whole grains and seafood too, and keep sugar, fats, and salt in moderation. Michael Toscano, Washington.
The expansion of Gateway Technical College's Public Safety Training Center and the change to the TIF district for the Heritage House project are on the agenda for late this afternoon with the Kenosha Plan Commission. Gateway proposing to expand the technical building to create a new 12-lane indoor shooting range. This would be used by Gateway students in the Law Enforcement Academy and by current police officers attending Gateway for continuing education. Other parts of the building would also be renovated under the project, which needs a conditional use permit. The tax incremental district amendment would help Madison-based Gorman & Company with plans to renovate the Heritage House into a boutique hotel. There is also a conditional use permit request on the agenda for a new Fresh Time store at Southport Plaza. It's a bill co-sponsored by GOP State Representative Samantha Kirkman of Randall. It would require liquid nicotine used in electronic cigarettes sold in Wisconsin to come in child-resistant packaging.
My main concern is protecting kids out there from having easy access to it who might think it's got a pretty packaging on it. It has, you know, whatever colorful design on it. Open it up. It smells good because it's usually infused with some type of flavoring, and the child ingests it.
Kirkman says the packaging of liquid nicotine right now is not regulated, despite being a potentially dangerous substance if it's ingested. The measure got a public hearing at the Capitol this week. It's now awaiting action from an assembly committee. Sheboygan County Sheriff Todd Preby is standing by his decision to hire a convicted killer, Rafael George Macias, as a radio technician. Macias was 20 and an airman at Carswell Air Force Base in Texas when he pled guilty to killing and dismembering his live-in girlfriend back in 1977, police linking him to that crime after he reported her missing. The sheriff takes responsibility for bringing Macias on, though if he had known the gruesome details, he says it might not have happened. He adds, however, what he, Macias, brings to our agency is nothing but positive. The Racine Unified School Board is going to have a special meeting next Monday night to deal with a technology issue and then hold a work session on a number of issues raised at recent meetings. The action item is Chromebooks for students at Gilmore Middle School and all the related technology items. The total cost, just over $197,000 out of referendum money. The work session, with no decisions to be made, involves an update on the high school transformation plan to academies, more discussion about minority hiring goals, and fiscal year 2017 forecasting on the budget and district enrollment. The Board of Directors for Downtown Racine's Hospitality Center within the St. Luke's Episcopal Church Complex at 7th and Main Streets launching now a nationwide search for a new executive director to replace Kevin Stewart, who left for other work with the Episcopal Diocese of Milwaukee. A Facebook posting says these are exciting times for the Hospitality Center as we enter into a promising new chapter and into a bright new year. While Leif Peterson continues to provide dynamic leadership as executive director for the short term, the center searches for an executive director long term. Letters of interest and resume should be emailed to director-racine@hospitality-center.org. Any verbal inquiries at 414-345-7971 will be handled by the former director, Reverend Stewart. And hunters in Wisconsin would have more rights to be left alone under a bill that's heading to both houses of the state legislature. The Senate Sporting Heritage Committee unanimously approving a measure to expand the legal definition of harassing a hunter. An assembly panel had endorsed a similar bill in November. GOP Representative Adam Jarko of Balsam Lake says it would prevent a repeat of what occurred in 2014 when some anti-wolf hunting activists followed and video recorded hunters. The bill would prohibit anyone from confronting or taking pictures of a hunter more than twice, as well as staying in a hunter's target site. The Associated General Contractors of America say that more than 70% of the Wisconsin firms they surveyed are expecting the construction labor market will remain tight or even get tighter this year. That pretty much goes along with the group's national survey results indicating 71% of the construction firms are planning to expand their payrolls this year, but that hiring, they say, will be a challenge. The Racine Zoological Society is named a recipient of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums Quarterly Century Award.
Established last year, the new award acknowledges facilities that have maintained AZA accreditation continuously for 25 years or more, highlighting their commitment to animal care, welfare, conservation, education, and more. The Racine Zoo is one of 119 facilities to receive the award. To be accredited, facilities have to complete a thorough review that includes an on-site inspection to ensure they meet rising standards, which include animal care, veterinary programs, conservation, education, and safety. A special plaque honoring the achievement will be displayed on the zoo grounds. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRGN News.
Nothing was colder than the 1967 Ice Bowl game between the Packers and Dallas at Lambeau Field for the NFC Championship. Just ask the 100,000 or so who claimed they were there. But Sunday's wildcard game between the Vikings and Seahawks in Minnesota, that could also be one of the coldest in NFL history. Current forecast in Minneapolis has temperatures at kickoff near 2 degrees with bitter wind chills. and it's only going to get worse after that. And the odds are against you, but there's really nothing wrong with having a little bit of fun with it. Maybe dreaming a bit. The Powerball jackpot just keeps growing.
Saturday's Powerball jackpot will now be the largest jackpot of any lottery game in U.S. history. Lottery officials say the estimated prize will be worth about $675 million.
Gotta be in it to win it.
Powerball officials say tickets have been flying out of stores across 44 states, D.C., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands at about 10 times the normal rate. Your odds of winning? About 1 in 292 million. Yes, you are more likely to be struck by lightning, or maybe a more stark perspective, women are more likely to give birth to conjoined twins. I'm Scott Carr.
AccuWeather forecast says going to be cloudy with occasional showers possible this afternoon, high around 36. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.